Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 242 of the Cooling Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rao. What's good, people? What's good, man? How are you?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, you good.
I'm good. I had a good day. I'm good. I'm big good, yeah. I had a good day. Aside from that, I had quite the eventful weekend. I saw all my friends in the book.
You went through the whole Rolodex.
Thursday to Sunday. I didn't saw everybody.
I know all of them.
Yeah. Fun times for usual, but
yeah.
Sending it down. Quite eventful. Quite a different parts of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. A Brooklyn field trip over the course of 4 days. But pretty good, man. It's been a good week so far.
Yeah.
No real complaints.
You know. You love to hear it. You love to hear it.
How about yourself?
Man, I've been good, honestly. I had no complaints, man. I've been leaving work on time. It's not too busy this week. I think it's right after the holidays. Some people still on vacation and stuff like that.
That helps, yes.
Yeah, that definitely helps. So I'm just going to enjoy this time because I know next week going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I have no complaints. I'm good right now. As you said, I had a lot going on this past weekend, literally Thursday through Sunday, just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was treating it like it was 09.
Mm-hmm.
My liver knew it wasn't though.
No. Yeah, we busted that move Thursday. Yeah. I was lied to about what to expect Friday.
Yeah. I had to think about it.
I wouldn't have acted, I acted, but hey. Rest of the weekend was swell. Friday was
living
good,
you
too.
Home.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Friday. Oh, no, Friday was good, too. Yeah. I had a good weekend, yeah. Shit.
That spot's on my list. When I jump off the porch again, I got to get it. But,
Yeah. We don't do no free promo, but that shit. Nah. Yeah, you got to get there. You got to write that song.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah. But, I mean, life's good. I mean, I can't. What the old head said, can't call it. Can't call it right now.
It's taking it a day at a time.
You got to. But nah, that's, I mean, like, people don't understand, like, people who obviously from New York are listeners, like, they understand, like, the importance of a New York City summer.
Yeah.
It feels like, it's just, like, legendary. It's like heaven.
Mm-hmm. Especially after this pandemic.
And it's a very short time.
Yeah.
Because every other time of the year, it's cold. So, like, you really got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And after the pandemic, as you said, there's mad stuff going on.
Yeah, I really realized how much the pandemic hit me and all of us. Aggression.
Yo, last week... No, it was week before last week. The week I went to Vegas, I bust 2 weekday moves, and I said, I got to calm down. I was moving way too fast. I was like, a weekday move?
Yeah.
And one like a late weekday move, like a Thursday, you know, and I'm really only bust that Thursday because like it's Friday before 4th of July. Like no one's doing any work.
Right.
But these are like get up, iron clothes, and go back to the office the next day moves. And I was just like, who am I?
I hear you.
It's the weather. It's changing, folks. But I'm telling you, this weekend, I'm making a pact to myself, like, couch. The fact that it's going to be raining on Friday helps, too. But couch.
Yeah. Find cleaner hobbies this weekend. Nah,
that's a fact.
Rest my temple.
Get to meditating. Get back to the simple things. I got up this morning, went to the gym. That felt like a mistake just because it was so early. And then, like, throughout the day, I was just dead. Like, mm-hmm. But supposedly, you know, once you start doing it frequently, you'll get used to it. But
yeah, your body gets in a rhythm. But yeah,
that ain't how I felt today.
You jumped off the porch at what time in the morning?
6 o'clock.
Man. Near your job or near your house?
Near my house. It was the worst. Yeah. Literally the worst decision I could ever make. I'm also not the brightest, but that shit just like was like the worst decision I could have ever made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, once you get in the rhythm.
I mean, I got to make it tomorrow morning again.
Exactly. Nah, just go after.
After what? After work? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got to get consistent again.
Save the mornings for Fridays. We could just go on.
That's a fact.
And just stay home.
Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. I mean, I went today because I knew we were recording the pod, and I was, like, really eager about starting today.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to go in the morning. But you're right, every other day I'm going to go at night, except for when we record the pod. And I'll get up in the morning. And then, excuse me. And then on Friday, too, get up and go. That makes sense Friday, because what? Stop at 2? God bless summer Fridays.
Yeah. There you go.
Someone tried to schedule a call for 3 on Friday.
Nah, my company made a mandate. Thank God they respect our time.
I told them schedule it before 1. Listen, I got to wind myself down. I can't be even work all the way to 2.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. By the time that come, you're mentally.
yeah, I'm done. That's why, like, this was like a good week, though, like a short week after a long holiday. It's like, yes. All right, bet.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, all right, bet. But now it's really like on us to like be responsible this weekend because I already know.
Like, yeah, shit, stop like, sending me all these spots.
I'm just showing you things that I see. At once, but I sent you look cool, though.
I'm a curious fella.
Yeah. I'm going to stop through there later, though, just to, like, get a...
What, scout the place?
Yeah, I got to scout surveillance. Make sure it's everything they say it is. Just walk in out like a health inspector.
Okay.
Just beer pong table regulation. Okay. You said you mad lippy text? Nah, it's the spot. Going to take my own pictures and shit.
Oh man.
We got a docket today. Let's start with the
jump right in it. Game 1.
Are we gonna start with game 1? Yeah. Let's start with game 1.
Oh no, no, we could start heavy and lighter. No, start heavy and lighter.
Yeah. We got the Rachel Nichols ESPN bombshell talking to I forget the guy's name, but LeBron's manager, you remember?
Adam Mendelsohn.
I think it was Mendelsohn. But LeBron's public relations manager, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Public relations manager.
That he hired post the decision to rehab his image.
Yes. And Rachel Nichols, a white on-air ESPN commentator, was caught saying about Maria Taylor, a black on-air commentator, that essentially alluding to the fact that ESPN only allowed her to host the NBA Finals, right? Because she was a black woman and they were struggling with their diversity efforts and essentially all the racial tension that had gone on in our country over 2020, essentially, through the pandemic. Well, we're still in the pandemic, but you know what I mean. And saying that she's fine with them pushing her, meaning like Rachel Nichols is fine with ESPN pushing Maria Taylor, but so long as it's not to Rachel Nichols' detriment. Like, as long as you're not stealing my opportunity, then we're good.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? It's really interesting.
Yeah, there's like so many. The main thing that I texted you, I think it was Friday, because Sunday. I think it was. But anyway, I just texted you that and I said, like, that's so insulting. And we text a little, but, you know, it's the holiday weekend. No need to bombard with this negativity.
Yeah.
So I listened to the audio a couple more times and it's still like that part is insulting to imply that the only reason that ESPN is picking Maria Taylor is because she's Black. Mm-hmm. That's like insulting. And that's when like you claim you're an ally, and that's when you just words come back to your words don't match your actions. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's just crazy. I can get from a blame needs to be on ESPN too, the way they structure this, that there's so many limited prominent female positions that Rachel Nichols has to feel this way. Cause I get competition. I'm not even mad at the competitive aspect. I'm mad at, again, at the implication that the only reason Maria Taylor has her spot is because she's Black. And then LeBron's guy talking about how he's exhausted after the Me Too and the Black Lives Matter movements. And then the Rachel Nichols, that again, two red flags. I'm like,
Did LeBron come out and make any statements?
Mm-mm. As he shouldn't. Stay away from this one.
Yeah, this is a hot one.
Stay on vacation. Yeah. But I wanted action. I didn't want her job to be taken. I'm glad she lost out on the position in the NBA Finals. I am glad about that. But again, this happened last summer while in the bubble. So that means ESPN was aware for this is pretty much a year now. And Maria Taylor's contract is about to come up. And if you go back, there's like subtle hints via like the NBA Countdown crew alluding to it or taking like making some subliminal comments about it on NBA Countdown. Maria Taylor apparently had a video last summer. And now in light of this, you can kind of see what she was referring to. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing's a mess. Who left her camcorder on as in Rachel Nichols? I don't know. But what are your thoughts?
I have one question though. Do they have like any idea like the source of the leak or like, has anyone that like spoken towards like about the timing of it? Cause as you said, Maria Taylor is currently in negotiations with ESPN to renew her contract. And they made her an offer. I think she's currently making around like $1 million, but she's asking for like $5 million a year. And they don't want to, at least they haven't so far, offered her that amount of money.
No, they leaked the story to get ahead of this. Last week, they leaked it to make her seem like she was like money hungry to the New York Post, I think it was. Probably last week. And then this past Sunday was, but...
See, and that's intriguing to me because it's like a part of me feels like ESPN did both of these things. Like, I mean, obviously, I know they leaked the story to the Post about like her being like apparently money hungry, but it's like it kind of like goes against like, oh, you're a money hungry Black woman, like you should just be appreciative that, you know, like it's like alluding to it by throwing Rachel Nichols under the bus essentially. Right. By saying like, oh, see, people see one thing like, oh, she's making $1 million. She's asking for five. She doesn't deserve that. And then now it's like, and they only gave her the job because she was Black. Boom. Yeah. You know, that's what it feels like. It feels like an attack, which sucks, you know, to be that attacked by your own company. And then they still have to get on TV and be professional and do your job. Like we'll talk about game one, but like she still had to get on TV and like host, you know, NBA Countdown and NBA Halftime Show and all that stuff.
This past year, like this has just been in the background and then it...
Did she know about this for the past year? Excuse me.
Yes, I read the entire New York Times article too. So what did... The leak, I don't know. I listened to Amin Hal-Hassan, who used to work at ESPN. And you know, they do TV spots all the time. So what he said was that they control that on their end, ESPN does. Like, say you left the Zoom, they could just turn it back on. He would know. I don't know if he's lying. That's what he said to Dan Levitar. I don't know. I forgot your question now. What are you saying? I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, shit.
Oh, do we know who? Oh, regardless, it was left on, it was passed around the company.
Oh, no, sorry. I asked if Maria Taylor knew for the entire year. Yeah, gotcha.
It was passed around the company, and I forgot this, like, well, low level in terms of the other people we're talking about. I think video editor, I might be representing her, Kayla Johnson, I believe. It was a Black woman in the company. You know, we all got to stick together. She gave the audio to Maria Taylor. This was found out, and she got suspended for 2 weeks without pay. And then she was giving, like, low-level tasks, and they pretty much egged her on until she finally quit. But yes, Maria Taylor was aware from
the video editor quit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was the only one to get reprimanded through all of this until yesterday when they announced, or today, whenever it was, that Rachel Nichols wouldn't be hosting the NBA finals at all.
Has Stephen A. Smith said anything about this?
Nope. The only people that's commented is Rachel Nichols made, I guess, an apology.
The worst apology ever. And I mean apologies in all air quotes.
And then dragged, and then Perk and Richard Jefferson made comments because they just happened to be on, because they were dragged on the show. Mm-hmm. At whose behest, we can probably make assumptions, but, and that was crazy because I listened to them and they were like, Richard Jefferson at one point was like, yeah, you know, we all got to do better. I'm like, you have nothing to do with this. What? That's just disgusting.
That's company talk, company speak. They got to, it's like we're looking to the people who benefit from this company to come out and reprimand the company, essentially. Mm-hmm. On national TV, which is not going to happen, which is why I'm interested to see. I'm a little disappointed that Stephen A. Smith has not said anything because he talks about everything, every damn thing else that happens in sports. And now you have essentially like one of the biggest, the largest bombshells that happen within your company that affects a Black woman. And now you radio silent.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the most prominent Black voice. I don't know. I blame ESPN too, because they handle this terribly. So now either you got to pay Maria Taylor or she leaves. You got to pay her exorbitant amount of money or you look terrible as a company, especially in light of this, especially after you tried to leak to the papers that she was asking for more money than she was worth, is what you implied. Then you also damaged Rachel Nichols because now, if Maria Taylor leaves, you looked as like you ran her out the company and you kind of like have to wear this. Mm-hmm. And now you being demoted from the NBA finals, like what happens if this continues? They just keep giving you like lower and lower assignments until you just inevitably leave. So I don't know, Rachel, I don't know. She has a lot of Black people come out and support her, Steven Jackson, Pert, whatever they, and I don't know.
Yes. Steven Jackson's a little over the top for me.
Yeah, to solely put the blame is like, you can't be mad that your boss, I get it. And as you described him as conservative white Trump supporters, get it. And yes, you're a woman in this business, but you're a white woman in this business. And like, she's related to, did you notice, to Diane Sawyer, who works like at ABC, which is obviously the parent company. Yeah, she's related to, I think it's her mother-in-law. So it's like, not discounting your work ethic.
Yeah, I know, but that there's some privilege in that too. Yeah, some implied privilege in that as well.
That's what, yeah. Sometimes white people just don't understand the privilege. That's when it comes up. That's
insanity.
It's like, why can't you just accept that she might have just, the bosses might have just thought she was better at the job? But it'd be interesting to see what happens. Because how you let her contract, Maria Taylor, now just loom to this point, you know? Because apparently it ends during the finals, not even like after.
So. Yeah, like, so like if they don't read, I think I read like, no, there's a clause in there though. Like if she doesn't, if they don't renegotiate, essentially she has to extend for one day to do game seven because it actually expires before game seven. If it gets there. It's like the day before game seven is scheduled. But there's a clause in her and all their agreements. Like, so like if you're essentially like if your contract expires before the finals, you have to finish it out.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But realistically, her contract expires before the finals, though, which is nuts.
Yeah, just terrible mismanagement, man. horrible. And her apology was terrible, Rachel.
It wasn't an apology.
It wasn't. You're right. I can't term it like that.
Yeah. It wasn't an apology.
But shout out to Malika Andrews, who got her spot.
Hey, turn up. Yo, that she's killing shit now.
Yep.
She's like 25 years old.
I know. The little side-by-side Maria throwing it to... Look, you got to come up. By any means.
I'll take it. Because I'm black. Huh? Nah, she definitely coming up, though. But no, I do want to address your point about, like, I guess the inequality, like, and opportunities for women. Because, like, we discussed this, like, years ago on, like, on this pod, like, even about, like, two of my favorite shows are like the sports debate shows, like Skip and Shannon and like First Take. It's like the women on these shows are only moderators, right? And then even like, especially on First Take, when Molly talks a little bit too much out of time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burn the way, like, she gets sun. Dash! Like,
yeah, the way Stephen A. talked to her sometimes. Match is nice to her. The way Stephen A.
be like, fam. Yo, moderate and moderate only. Like,
do you like anyone?
but it's like those shows. The premises of the shows are like, every time Molly is not there, they replace her mostly with a woman. The only time they did not was like when Will Kane was there. And that's because of just more so for like the, you know, the cowboy banter and like the political lines were being played and all that stuff because he's like staunch Republican and all that stuff. But like for the most part on these entire shows, these concepts, women are strictly moderators, which is why it's like, with that being said, I don't necessarily agree with like Rachel Nichols' stance. Like, yo, like you went to CNN, came back. They created a whole show for you.
Oh, that's a great, yeah.
They created the NBA The Jump.
Shame on me for not mentioning.
And then let her host it. Like
every day. Every day in broad time.
Every day, Monday through Friday. Even like when there's nothing, and they be repeating the hell out themselves. And them ratings can't be good.
Yeah, she's the host of.
Yeah, and they allowed, and they put her, they literally created that show when she came back from CNN. You're the host.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah.
I don't think there's any other show on ESPN where a woman is like hosting, like, you know,
I don't daily even think show on FS1
or any sports network.
I think the closest is like Joy Taylor is the co-host of The Herd, is the a step up from a moderator. So, yeah,
co-host. But it's the Herd with Colin Cowherd.
I agree. So I get, yeah, it starts with like Rachel Nichols, she hosts her own show.
Yeah,
with a panel of her choosing, and then it goes down to, you know, Joy Taylor's a co-host, and then like everyone else is like a moderator or a contributor. Like sometimes First Take does the Her Take, I think it is. I don't want to misrepresent it, but
yeah,
it's like those are the opportunities. So.
Mm-hmm. Very limited. But it's like, so like with that, it's like, what is Maria Taylor taking from you? Like you have you have some Maria Taylor doesn't have. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. They made way. That's what she said. They made way. He's like, yeah, they took it from Doris. Adam says, so she could do it full time. She said, I don't have a problem. But just don't take it from me. I wish you all the success in the world. Oh, that's they're only doing it now. They're only doing it because they feel bad.
I know, but at the same time, I don't want to act like I don't understand the realities of this world. Like everyone is self-serving.
Like, it's not the competitive. And actually, she could be right. I don't know. I don't know what her bosses think. I don't know if her boss is thinking in the midst of, at that point, the Me Too era, George Floyd. Maybe she knows something I don't know, working at that company. Mm-hmm. And she said in the privacy of her own home. I don't know. So, you're right. I don't know. I just didn't like that.
It's nuts. You can't even speak in your own home.
Or in your bubble room. But that's what I just really took offense to.
So, who was recording them?
She did like a hit for like whatever she was, because she's from the bubble. So she needs like to broadcast to ESPN. So whatever hit she's doing for that day, or even she's hosting a jump, and then he kept her camera on, or we don't know.
That's nuts.
The plot thickens. Nefarious.
Someone getting fired if they already didn't get fired.
Nah, they sold Kayla Johnson out. Digital social video producer at ESPN. No, this got passed around, according to the New York Times article.
She probably got a crazy lawsuit out against him.
And this was reported a little bit in Deadspin last year, but it just came and went. And now the New York Times did like the heavy legwork on it with the minute audio and stuff. But yeah, she was the only one. It got passed around the company.
They're going to end up settling that. It's too much heat. She was smart. She sued.
Yeah, I wonder what happens. I mean, Rachel Nichols got to be looking at her options.
She ain't going over.
They just keep taking opportunities from her. Yeah, you're right. Well, she was at CNN.
What they took, and that's why she came back. That show was trash.
None of my business.
No business. Well, I mean, they took the finals from her. She's still gonna host the jump, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2-3 years from now, she's back hosting the finals. Ain't nobody gonna remember that they took it away from her.
I'm very interested in her her career at ESPN after this. What happens?
Yeah.
Maybe just wait till stuff dies down. I don't know.
But let's talk about game one.
Yeah, and more positive news.
Yeah. Boy, Giannis.
He looked good.
He looked good.
It's crazy he looked that good. What, a week, 8 days? Mm-hmm. After it looked like he got his damn leg broken.
Ooh. Yeah. He looked gassed. Like he didn't have his win. Mm-hmm. But he looked good. Like, looked explosive. That block, that chase down block. Mm-hmm. Very LeBron-esque.
Reminiscent of him.
Yeah.
Of him.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I did get flashbacks to that.
I don't know, the Bucks. They just play stupid basketball. Like, I genuinely think the Bucks are a more talented team. They just play stupid basketball. Like, where's the adjustment? Like, I'm not even joking. For like two quarters straight, Chris Paul and Devin Booker just kept getting doing a pick and roll, and the Bucks kept switching Brook Lopez on them, and they were cooking him. Like, how many times are you gonna let them just do this back to back to back to back? Like, where's the adjustment? Mm-hmm. Like, and then it was like one time the Bucks came out of timeout. Jrue Holiday fought over the pick twice, and they got caught in a third pick, and then they never tried to fight over it again.
Yeah, just go at him, get him in the pick and roll, and mid range to death.
Man, there's no way DeAndre Ayton is that great of a picker. Like, fight over it.
What are you at, 20 and 19?
I mean, you're good. I'm saying, but like, if they really want to fight over it, you can fight over it.
Yeah.
If you actually want to fight over it, fight over it. Or go under. Like, but make the attempt. You know what I'm saying? Like, go under and you might risk them splashing a couple threes on your head.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're showing them that you're going to try to fight over the pick. Then they have to adjust. I mean, obviously, unless they're on fire and they're making all these threes, but like, just go over. Like, fight. I don't understand that. Like, why, especially in NBA now, why everyone's so eager to switch everything.
Right.
No matter how much of a mismatch it is, switch. It's the laziest shit ever.
Yeah.
It really is like the laziest ever. And like, that's how the Bucks lost, obviously, because CP3 played out of his mind. But a major part of him playing out of his mind was the pick and roll. And them not knowing how to make any adjustments with it.
That, yeah. And his big three is better than Giannis's.
And yeah, they had like what, 82, 84?
Yeah, I got to check, but.
And the Suns shot like 24 of 25 from the free throw line, something like that.
25 of 26, 96%.
Yeah, Jay Crowder ruined their record for him.
And he only had a point, and they won by 13.
Yeah, he ruined the record. He missed the last free throw.
He would have made that
NBA Finals record.
1.9 rebounds and a block.
He played decent defense on Giannis, though.
32-9. Devin Booker, 27. 6-2, 3 steals. DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
22-19. That's their big three.
I didn't see that coming from Paul. I ain't even going to lie to you.
He started slow again.
I'm like, Super slow.
Your hand okay? And then, like in game six, he just started shooting. Once the first one went in, it's like he couldn't miss.
Couldn't miss. That pick and roll shit, turnaround jumpers. I'm like, yo, y'all can't do nothing with that?
Nah, you can tell Drew. He won it. He a mid-range king. You could tell he won it. When these pass first facilitators get aggressive, he see it. It's right there.
Also, how you stop that though is make him play some defense though. We got Drew Holiday, who also the Bucks. I can count Bucks miss at least 5 or 6 like shots right at the rim, mm-hmm. like layups, and that's just nerves. Like, I remember like it was one possession where they literally got like 3 offensive rebounds. Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez just missing back and forth right in front of the rim. I'm like, yo, what are y'all doing? Like that's mm-hmm. just nerves. But like you got Drew Holiday who's not being aggressive. Chris Paul's guarding him. You're not attacking anything. You shot what, like 4 of 14?
Yep.
You're just settling for threes.
For 10 points.
That's light work for Chris Paul. He ain't got to do nothing. Lean on him. Run your body into him. Like, that's how you drain energy from people. Then you start seeing Chris Paul, yes, he's a great player. He's still 36 years old. Like, then that's when them shots start going short because you ain't got your legs underneath you no more. But it's like, I don't understand. Like, Coach Bud, I don't know. I don't trust him. I hope they come out and win game 2, but I just don't trust him. Like, he just does not make adjustments. He literally, like, I'm not even joking. If they win, he going to be blessed because he gonna get a contract extension or some stupid shit that he don't deserve.
To be failing forward like this.
That he's literally failing forward. Every series, they have won in spite of him.
All he looks is perplexed and like distressed.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I asked Pop, what should I do in my finals? And Pop told him, figure it out yourself.
You're right. Yeah, he said you should have stayed with me, Pop.
Yeah, you an assistant type dude. look at him.
Good number two.
He did what he did well in Atlanta, but we knew they weren't gonna win anything. But now you got Giannis, a good number two in Chris Middleton, a good number three when he wants to in Drew Holiday, which I think is a coach's fault because you need to be pressing his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Drew, this is what we need for you. Da, 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 you know what I'm saying? And I blame the assistants, too, because they need to be pressing his ass, too. And you got Brooke Lopez, as a fourth option. You got P.J. Tucker, who's an enforcer on defense.
But you no got option offensively.
He's so bad. That corner shot, that corner three is done.
Yeah, he might as well not even guard him. That I don't know the last time he hit it.
It's done.
Yeah. I'm going to look up his stats later.
He'd be cutting to the rim, and they'd be hitting him with some perfect dimes. And he'd be trying to, oh, my God. I've seen him dunk so many floaters and stuff. It's not his game. No. He's literally just a corner three guy now, and he can't even hit that no more.
Yeah, what is he?
A guy. Just a guy, Jack.
Just a guy.
He's just a guy running around there. He's fooling him like Pat Beverly. He just be running around doing nothing.
Is he still a defender? Yeah, I don't.
I mean, he did a good job on KD, although KD put up 50. But he bothered
him. That's his claim to fame?
Hell, KD to 50.
That's his claim. You made it tough.
What else you want me to say? I don't know what else you want me to say.
You still, what do you think of the Bucks? You still got them in the series?
Yeah, I still got him. I'm not gonna give it. It's only one game. I'm liking what I see from Giannis.
Definitely.
Slowly,
a couple
like
more minutes.
Yeah, but like not even just like what I saw last night. I meant like just throughout these playoffs. Like slowly, he's becoming a bit more mature and more aggressive, and like he looks just more like focused and dedicated, like in the game. You know, like even yesterday. At the end of the game, I was like, yo, why do you keep driving? You know they're going to foul you. But he wasn't running away from it. He was just like, all right, you know? Like, and it was like showing a sign. Like, I'm not going to stop going through. I'm not going to stop, you know?
Yeah, that's his strength.
I know, but I liked it because, you know, he used to be regular season king. And then in the playoffs, nothing, you know? And they even think about, like, in the Brooklyn series, like, obviously KD's better than him. But he put his numbers up. And he made it competitive, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like what I see from him. I don't know, man. It's like I'm a little torn. Like I want Chris Paul to get his ring, but I also think it'd be nice for Giannis to get one, just because I don't know when he'll get one ever again. Like not while Brooklyn's in there.
That's the thing for both these teams. It feel like it's now or never for both of them. Honestly, Giannis got a longer runway, but it's like if he hit the finals again, it's gonna be one of those like. He got to the finals early in his career and like he thought he'd get back sooner. And it's if he gets back, it's like 6-7 years will pass. So it really
Another reason why I kind of want Giannis to win though is because he does have more time. Mm-hmm. And if he loses, I feel like that's gonna like if he loses and then like probably the next 2 years, Brooklyn got it. You know what I'm saying? So like he's not leaving the East. He's gonna want to leave Milwaukee. And go somewhere else. Like I like the disbursement of power. You know, like I like having a superstar here, superstar here, superstar here. Cause like if he leaves, he don't go somewhere to like Dallas team up with Luka. And it's just like, all right, like, you know, like
yeah.
Like, I wanna see like shit spread out. Like, although I really don't think like, you know, the Bucks can really beat the Nets, like when they're healthy.
But I don't think there's a soul in the East.
I know, but I like the fact that it could be competitive, though. Like, rather than, like, the Nets just running through the East. Like, knowing that, like, the Bucks and the 76ers are there, it's like, all right, cool. That makes it at least mentally a bit more competitive. Makes me want to watch. If Giannis just goes and teams up another superstar because he decides he can't win in Milwaukee, then it's over again. It's just like, yo, I hate walking to a season knowing who's going to win. Most of the time. But it's just like...
Yeah.
Outside of Brooklyn, no one else has a big three. And I like that. Yeah. Like you got the Clippers, the Lakers, you got Milwaukee, you got Philadelphia. Dallas was competitive. I didn't believe the Jazz were going to do anything. You got the Suns now. That's 7 teams right there that's like super competitive.
Right.
And if Jamal Murray was in the mix, like you had Denver still.
Mm-hmm.
These would have been like really competitive series. Like, and I'm really hoping that they switch this format up so it's not just East West and it's like top 16. I think that would be so dope. But yeah, I don't want Giannis to leave Milwaukee. I think like it'd just be cool to like have a superstar stay and just like, you know, balance the power out a bit more. Because if he loses, he's not getting back for another 2 years. And he's already locked into that Supermax team. Like, y'all don't be here no more. I can see it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He foreign. Might be different.
he like Milwaukee. Yeah, word. It's a big city. They don't appeal to him.
Who knows? He could have left. I don't know. I don't have a rooting interest. I did pick the Bucks. I'm sticking with the Bucks still. Giannis still the best player on the court.
It was obvious yesterday.
So, you know, hopefully in time he gets a better backup. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I was happy when Chris Paul won. I mean, I'm cool. I'm just watching for entertainment. Yeah, I'm just here for entertainment.
I'm happy he won his one. I mean, Buck's about to go four straight on the ass.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, it's not happening.
Not with that coach. Yeah.
Nah. Oh, my God. I wouldn't be shocked they went to a game seven with this idiot.
Game four is next Wednesday. Where do you think the series is at?
Going into game four?
Yeah.
Probably 2-1 Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Where do you think this goes? 6-7?
Probably. I want to say 6, but they got Coach Bud, so probably 7.
I agree with that.
I want to say 6. Seven. Yeah. That's going to be a rough game for them to win in Phoenix.
Hey, they closed the last two on the road.
Yeah, but Phoenix is different. They really have to run to their bus after. Bunch of Suns and Vogue guys walking around.
Oh, yeah. They give it up different.
And Phoenix different. They got him like after that, they got him tickets to like the Western Conference Finals and shit. Like, y'all just promoting this?
Yeah, Book sought him out.
That's nuts.
No comment. No comment. Couldn't be us. It could not be us.
Hell no. In the handcuffs. Wouldn't even be out in time for Western Conference Finals.
Please. I would never share my
this video too?
Yeah. Trial.
Jesus Christ. Now this guy's like a little celebrity, but whatever. We got anything else, man?
No, that's it. Light week.
All right, people. As always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full-length videos of episodes up there. Full-length audios everywhere. Podcasts are streaming. Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Acast. All that good stuff. All major streaming platforms. Thank you for your love, your support. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.